오미겐 트란드사 야란드라 스라카 탑스르미타미에나 타즈마이 스리그르베나마하 자이 스리그르타이 담다무르라 시야보이트라 스라스리고 마케르다 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As always, this initiation ceremony marks the beginning, the formal beginning of our spiritual endeavor back home, back to Godhead. At the time of initiation, you get the formal gift of the Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of the devotional creeper. That seed consists of the instructions from the Guru, how to revive your eternal relationship with Krishna. In this way, you have the core of what you need for developing your life in the best way. Having gotten that seed, you must water it regularly. If you are very determined to water that seed regularly through hearing and chanting about Krishna, then you can withstand all the challenges and the ups and downs of this world. It is the nature of the material world to be a place where there are impediments and challenges. We should not be naive about that. At the same time, we should be fully aware that we are given all the information necessary to ride through those challenges. So we have to be practical. We have to be pragmatic. Krishna consciousness is not some kind of unattainable dream. It is completely attainable if we strive by right means. Now, we require resources in our Krishna conscious endeavor. Our main resources are the holy name of Krishna, the Shastra, and the association of the Vaishnavas. It is this that the Guru is formally giving us at the time of initiation. He is formally placing in your hand these resources. So that devotee who holds on to these resources through thick and thin, that devotee is assured of achieving the goal. You have to decide for yourself how serious you are. We expect, indeed, that there will be different levels of seriousness. Just like in any hospital, there are different levels of commitment by the patients. It is our hope, of course, that everyone will be of the highest level of seriousness. At the same time, we are not utopian. We understand life in the material world and how devotees can weaken their resolve, how they can become affected by material nature. At the same time, there are the facilities available for reviving your lost enthusiasm. But why lose it? There's no need to lose it. But these things sometimes happen. So even if you do lose it, which you don't have to, there are always the facilities for reorientating you, putting you back on the path. For a devotee who's willing to take guidance, spiritual life goes quite dynamically. If we know how to take instruction, if we know how to depend on the spiritual master, depend on the Vaishnavas, And if we nourish ourselves daily with the holy name, we will reach the goal. Krishna consciousness is a lifetime career. It's not just something you do when you're young, or something you do when you're older and you want to be a little religious. Krishna consciousness is the highest aim of your life. It's the highest expression of your individuality. That individuality, of course, is in relationship to Krishna's individuality. In Maya, we are forgetful of the relationship between our individuality and Krishna's individuality. In proper consciousness, we thrive in the remembrance of that relationship. We are very happy that more and more devotees here in Melbourne are coming forward to make their commitment to take their stand. And in this way, the Sangha, the association of devotees, increases. I'm particularly very happy that here in Melbourne there is a appropriate number of older devotees who can show the path. That's very important. Every village needs its young ones and it needs its elders. And of course, every village should have a mature chief and chiefess. So I'm very happy that Melbourne Yatra is becoming such a dynamic, balanced, and mature Yatra. If you go on like this, so many persons will be attracted. Remember what our core strengths are. Our core strengths are the holy name of Krishna, the association with the Vaishnavas, the Shastra. I'm particularly glad that you have the Bhakti Shastra program here, Bhakti Shastra program, the Bhakti Bhai Bhav program. These are great blessings for the devotees. And when that's combined with attentive chanting and the eagerness to accept guidance from the spiritual master, from the Vaishnavas, you have a very healthy devotional community. A devotional community that will be very attractive for others. It'll be like a beacon in the dense darkness of Kali Yuga. The first initiation is a beginning. You're placed in your hand formally all these resources. Then we have one person who's taking second initiation. Second initiation is very serious. In Sanskrit, the term for second initiation literally means you're coming closer to the Guru. First initiation can be somewhat liberal. Second initiation is very strict. Someone who is taking second initiation should be able to demonstrate the activities of a brahmana. Patan patan, yajan yajan, dana pratigraha. Worshipping the deity, teaching others to worship the deity. Studying the shastra, teaching others the shastra. Giving charity and receiving charity. So someone who's taking second initiation should demonstrate a healthy amount of these brahmana activities. Not that we just get our thread, we get our Gayatri mantra, and never come and do anything for the deities. That's not very good. Someone who is taking second initiation should have the proper background and shastric understanding. They should demonstrate the qualities of a brahmana. Before Srila Prabhupada's departure, he said that Brahma initiation should be given out much more strictly. Sometimes you may wonder how you will fare when it comes to longevity in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you may be discouraged that others have faded, so how can you go on? It is easy to go on if you always are in touch with the Vaishnava resources. That is real wealth. We're explaining this weekend at our retreat what real wealth is. So this initiation ceremony is the formal introduction to real wealth. The key is being formally put in your hand. It's not that you never had it before, because the fact is, as soon as the tongue touches the holy name, there is a response. The holy name of Krishna does not wait for initiation. Still, the initiation ceremony is there to fortify, to solidify, to formalize your connection. You formally receive the holy name of Krishna through descendant succession. You formally receive the Gayatri Mantra. I'm very happy to notice that devotees here are demonstrating it is possible to grow up in Krishna consciousness. It is possible to go through the phases of the life cycle in Krishna consciousness. Some of you started young, now you're older. Some of you started as single persons, now you're married. Although each phase of the life cycle brings its own challenges, if you always avail yourself of the Vaishnava resources, you'll stay on course. When the challenges of material nature become especially intense and overpowering, that's when you take even more shelter of the Vaishnava resources. This is the smart way to live. But today we have very nice devotees who are taking their vows. And we ask that all of you bestow your blessings upon them so that they can become mature, solid contributors to the Melbourne Yatra. It is our desire that they add to the richness of the devotional community. It is our desire that they serve all the Vaishnavas and constantly make plans how to increase their spiritual wealth through the holy name, the Shastra, the association of the devotees. All these resources are contained within the Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of bhakti that is formally given at the time of initiation. For the older devotees here, attending yajnas is a good way for you to evaluate yourself. Do you still have that original enthusiasm and keenness when you sat at your own fire? Or has the flame faded a bit, and they're just the embers? There's a way to stoke any fire and raise it again. So even if your flame has diminished a bit due to perhaps carelessness or inattentiveness, you can adopt legitimate methods to stoke the fire and get the flames going again. It's completely possible. In other words, what we're talking about is striving by right means That is the important thing, to strive by the right means. And hold on to those right means, even when the winds blow strongly. As we have stated before, a main problem as devotees get up in their years in Krishna consciousness is they start to take the holy name of Krishna in a very casual way. Their chanting slacks off, first in quality and then in quantity. In this way, their spiritual life becomes very compromised. Therefore, it is obligatory that at every initiation ceremony, we remind devotees about the need to strive for overcoming offenses while chanting. This is a lifetime career. Don't think it's impossible. It's just something that you're constantly going to work on. Just like any relationship requires constant effort. Why not constantly work on our relationship with the holy name of Krishna? So before giving the names, as always, I'd like to thank Temple President and his wife, Aniruddha Prabhu, Achintaru Prabhu, and the senior devotees, members of the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community. Thank you for being steady. Thank you for being diligent. The more that you try to give Krishna to others, the more you'll get Krishna for yourself. I travel on every continent of the world, and I can say that what makes the Melbourne community stand out is the depth of character, the depth of maturity. You may not be the flashiest yatra, but that's not the most important thing. The important thing is the depth. You may not have many flashy colors in the water, but the water is very deep. All right. Tanish, I believe. I first saw him, he came to any a speaking engagement we had at RMIT. Yes. That was your first contact? How long ago was that? 2.5 years ago. And since that first meeting, he gradually increased his chanting. He went at Krishna consciousness in a very sober way, non-flashy way. As I said, that's the characteristic of the Melbourne Mahaprabhu community. Non-flashy. So, he surprised the Vaishnava community by taking a liking to Sankirtan, distributing Prabhupada's books. It's very wonderful. He has two godbrothers from South India and Los Angeles who are amongst the top book distributors in North America. So I told him about him. And Tinesh is a capable, competent person who will be able to do many services in Krishna consciousness. We're sure that he'll be a full service devotee. So you please all give him your blessings. What are the four regular principles? And what to do every day? At least, you can chant. Your name is Vaishnav Charan Das. Vaishnav Charan Das means he's the servant of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavs. Not interesting. Next we have Ashwini. Everyone, of course, knows Ashwini. Very humble and gentle devotee, quietly goes about his service. He also, you don't see it, but sometimes when I'm abroad, he helps me very much. And all the devotees in other temples are always impressed by his gentle character and quiet competency. What are the four regular principles?
No gambling, no intoxication, no illicit.
What to do every day?
All
right. Your name is Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha, of course, means talks about Krishna. All right, now the mother. As Srila Prabhupada said about parents of devotees, if the fruit is good, then the tree must be good. So you're very fortunate. You have two devotee sons. It's not common in the age of Kali. It's very rare to get one devotee son, but you have two. So this way, Krishna is very kind upon you. And I've heard how the devotees are very appreciative of your outreach efforts by making prasad for members of the congregation when they're sick. Activities like this would show a warm and caring heart. That is the nature of a Vaishnava. Have a warm, caring heart. Do not be selfish. What are the four rules? No intoxication. No drinking, no drugs. What to do every day? All right. Your name is Leela Katha. Leela Katha, of course, means talks about Krishna's pastimes. So now we have the Katha family. Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, and Leela Katha. And we have one person taking second initiation, Krishna Marai Devi Dasi. So you can come at noontime and get your mantra. All right?